Gas is too high. What do we do? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here it is again. I just paid $4.07 for gas, 10% more than I paid just last week. And you know what? My car doesn't run 10% better. It runs exactly the same. So this is a ripoff, and something must be done. And most of my fellow Americans know who ought to be doing it.
More than half said they believe there's a lot the president can do about gas prices.
So can the president cut the price of gas? I looked into it. One idea is that the president, without warning, would suddenly flood the market with oil from the government's backup supply. But that would be market interference, right? And we Americans refuse to violate the sanctity of the free market even for cheap gas, right? Plus, the problem isn't the supply of oil. There's plenty of oil. A big part of the problem is all the talk about war with Iran and the threat of cutting off oil shipments. Oh, if the president could just change the Iranian regime. But we tried that in Iraq, didn't we? Takes a while. I don't think we can wait another 10 years for cheap gas. But still, there has got to be some way to stop all this talk of war with Iran. Wait a second. I got it. Suppose we all just stop talking about a war with Iran. How hard can that be? No need to mess with the free market? Although...
It's 3 a.m. Your national security advisor calls you and says, Mr. President, the Israelis have just bombed Iran's nuclear facilities. What do you do?
We might have to regulate Wolf Blitzer. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.